setting back the years. And after all, we soon disappear.
Simone, Jimmy Jones, Missy Elliott, music leader, my relatives never forget my Andre, Papi, Mikasa, Sukasa, baby, I made an entree, maybe I make your mom's play, maybe we not gonna sleep tonight, in the night you and I laugh about how you Gemini, already fried the chicken, but leftovers was my inner thigh, nah I'm lying, I'm just playing, you can read this book with me, I'm trying to reimagine abracadabra for poverty, like poof I made it disappear, poof I'm made of happiness, everything is everything, but I still haven't paid my rent, ugly is ugly, so Molly makes me joyful now when I get down. I'm already up. Molly the water, I keep the drink in the cup. My druggie is druggie, we just some kids out of luck. Ooh, they ain't trying to see me shine, my shine. A bullet on my time, fuck it. I'll live forever now. They ain't trying to see me shine, shine. Bullet on my time, time, but fuck it. I'll live forever. They ain't trying to see us shine, shine. Bullet on our time, time, but fuck it. We'll live forever.
Forever and a day, following the rain.
For 7 bags of Skittles on Sunnyside Boulevard. Me sending God is rainbow pretty, mystery and fully charged. Nobody understands my songs. I love every sentences to heal the scar. The rental car, the Malibu, the Shangri-La. Ooh, my cigarette burning. My mama be calling. She worry about me, her girl alcoholic. And I could take a trip to L.A. And I could lose myself inside myself. I hope the Lord forgive me now. Why I still be thrifting, accustomed to wearing hand-me-downs? Why I'm a Cinderella, a cinder block for my family now? I can't build no mansion on top of these shaggy bones. I left my home, I'm on the road, forgive me. There she go again, her dark consumerism assimilated in him. Cast a new gospel, occupational sin. Just walked out the church house with happy y'all in my pocket, a little something to spend. They ain't tryna see me shine, shine. Bullet on my time, time, but fuck it, I'll live forever. They ain't tryna see us shine, shine. Bullet on our time, time, but fuck it, we'll live forever.
Forever and a day, following the rain. You know that we live forever. How long will it take to marry the sunset? Your feet ain't yours yet forever.
We gon' live forever like Aaliyah. Look how they did Rakia. Honestly, I'm just happy I could be here. Hoping I don't offend all my peers. When I say that ass is a mouthful like Coogee Chocolia. Following bright ideas, cause I'm a victim to colorism. They flood the prison, no difference hanging from trees. When anger lead the system, I notice we still ain't free. In this club trying to ban me cause my white tee, I mean like high key. I was chosen to fight in a pair of mics over polite, holding a knife. They hold my life in low regards, hoping I'm hopeless. But I've been in love so long like Janet Jackson poems. I know I'm terrible, but I'm focused like a variable emitting pheromones, so I don't gotta bear it alone. Nina Simone biopic made me swear in my home. Gotta call someone so I could tell them on my telephone.
They ain't tryna see me shine, shine. Bullet on my time, but fuck it, I'll live forever. They ain't tryna see us shine, shine. Bullet on our time, but fuck it, we'll live forever.
Forever in a day, following the fame. You know that we live forever. How long will it take to marry the sunsets if it ain't yours yet forever?
Hello. You're listening to Matt and Josh, the morning show, 24 hours of student power, CITR, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Hunkamina-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Josh.
My name is Matt. What's up?
Today, we're just going to be playing some tunes. Later on, we're going to have the UBC Psychedelic Society. They're coming on for an interview, so that's going to be really nice. 24 Hours of Student Power is an all-day broadcasting event playing student content. We have radio dramas, we have radio documentaries, interviews, games, live bands. So it's going to be a whirlwind full day of student content. Matt, tell us about the song that we just heard there.
That was from No Name, her debut project. It's called Forever with Raven Lene and Joseph Chilliams. She's one of my favorite rappers right now. Out of Chicago.
Yeah, what's the backstory here?
I was just telling Josh, she was part of a arts kind of project group in high school, I think with Chance the Rapper and Saba, other Chicago rappers, and they've all become famous since, but they used to do poetry sessions and creative writing projects.
Chi-Town.
Yeah,
pretty Chi-Town, cool. For real, yeah. It's good stuff. And what are we hearing next?
We got some Toronto hip hop from my friends Mikey Alexander and Bijan.
Cool.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah, shout out.
If you go to the SoundCloud.
Yeah, we're gonna queue up that SoundCloud. All the good stuff's on SoundCloud always.
So we have a song by Sean Leon called Favorite Rapper, produced by Bijan Amir.
Morning show with Matt and Josh. 24 Hours of Student Power, CITR 101.9 FM. Here it is.
Biggest inspiration, why you acting like I ain't your favorite rapper? You the type to see me out in public, give me that some love and then be hating after. I'ma fuck you like your label fucks you, you a little nigga telling tall tales. Parked there with the cartel, we back to breaking bricks down if the park fails. Two tools, you got basic bars, you ain't up to par, you a party planner. Black sheep, we don't entertain them, we throw them in the grave and throw them a party after. I'ma put the pressure on this nigga, I be flexing on them on a switching nigga. Flow slice like a sharp knife or a blade fight, I got choice for niggas. Vibes provided by the backwoods, smoking back to back out by the back door. Got some hammers planted in a passport in case I have to dash. Fresh Prince, I was never jazzed. Nah, never that, nigga, no. I mean, niggas know they get that figure four. If they feeling froggy, said that shit before. Yeah, count it up. I asked the pastor if it's sinning, if this paper that I'm throwing's going straight to her tuition. Yeah, if I put that thing in Christians, do that make that thing a Christian? Give a fuck about your feelings. Ooh, yeah. I'm going broke, my dog in prison. He got hit with that conviction, put the fam in that position. Damn,
I'm so stressed, I need religion. Like I need 100 million. Smoking dope for my condition, yeah. I'm going broke, my dog in prison. I'm so stressed, I'm smoking weed for my condition, yeah. Flexing hard with no permission. Come to things, I multiply the long division. Woo! I ain't finished with you niggas. You ride my wave, I want percentage. I'm on a money making mission. I'm sharing things with all my niggas. And that's my thing, but you can hit it when a nigga finished, though. Yeah, I've been past the come up. It's just that I'm some shit to discover. Hate the feeling you feel when you see me. Fuck your feelings, I'm filling my cup up. 1.5 for the deal with a feeling. Any less than a mil is a fuck up. With your girl and she always complaining. Drop a stack on your bitch, nigga, shut up. Bitch, nigga, shut up. I asked the pastor if it's sinning. If this paper that I'm throwing's going straight to her tuition. Yeah. If I put that thing in Christians, do that make that thing a Christian? Give a follow by your feelings. Yeah. I'm going broke, my dog in prison. He got hit with that conviction. Put the fam in that position. Damn. I'm so stressed, I need religion. Like I need 100 million. Smoking dope for my condition, yeah.
We're back. CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. That was a track from Ari Lennox.
That was really good too. We're here 24 hours of student power. All day long. Just hanging out, playing music, some live bands later, and some radio docs and stuff. Matt, you were saying that new Flying Lotus track came out last night?
New Thundercat. Thundercat last night. And I think he's playing a show. I think it's on the 17th of February. I'm not quite sure, but he's playing in February in Vancouver.
Are you going away for the break, Matt?
I'm not. A little bit. I'm going to Whistler, I think, for a few days. But
that's sweet.
I'm going to stick around for most of it.
I'm trying to go to New Orleans for winter break. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. Awesome. I don't have any money. I have no money to do that.
I really want to do that trip.
I have friends that are staying there right now, and they sent me a picture of their house, and it's like in this really like really dingy part of town, and like it's just like dirt like roads and just like these little like southern like shacks, and it's just like looks so gnarly and great.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm super fucking stoked for it. Matt, what did you do last night? Anything?
Last night, what did I do? I hung out with my sister.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is she in town?
Yeah, she's a teacher in Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout out my sister. She's a sweet, wonderful woman. Yeah.
I had no idea. I had no idea you weren't the only kid out of Duncan.
No. There's, my sister is out here.
Teaching,
and then, like, my other siblings visit every so often because we're both here, so it's sweet. The spot to be.
Sweet. Yeah. It is the spot to be. What do we have up next? What's planned next?
We could do some Mike Alexander.
Cool.
Yeah,
go cue it up.
This is a friend of mine from Mississauga area. Makes wonderful beats.
Mississauga.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
That's the movement.
I'm going to let Matt cue that up. Later on today, you might want to watch out. 12:30, we have a band live at CITR. They're coming to the station to play. This band, Either Or, it's kind of math rock stuff. It's going to be really good. And then at 10 o'clock, we have Cursor. 10 p.m., we have Cursor. And then 11 p.m., we have Mirepoix. That's also going to be some good live music late into the night. But yeah, first, this track.
VCR.
VCR is the name of the track. Here it is. CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
You have no direction?
Are you trying to make sense of this absurd existence that we experience on a daily basis?
Do you wish to find meaning in this existential quagmire that is the daily grind?
Well, come on down to CITR for Volunteer Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. every week and find your meaning in life. No experience is necessary, so what are you waiting for, Sisyphus? Life is knocking.
Had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
Yo, we're back.
Yep.
CITI 101.9 FM.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's 10:26.
Yeah.
Matt, what song did we just hear?
We just heard the new Thundercat Show You the Way with Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins.
It was really smooth.
Yeah.
It's a good
Thundercat's always smooth. Yeah, this one, I feel like there's a lot of synth and keys, not as bass heavy as some of his tracks, yeah. But I like it a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his brother, I think, just came out with some new music as well.
Under what name, you know?
Ronald Bruner, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah. Good. A lot of talent in that family.
Yeah.
Jamil Bruner is the younger brother, and he was part of the internet for a long time.
Oh, no way.
And he makes great music too, solo music.
Cool. The internet's great.
Yeah, I love the internet.
Yeah.
They're really great.
24 hours of student power today. All day of student programming. I'm in the studio with Matt. My name is Josh. Matt grew up in Dundas. Before I mistakenly said Duncan, which was just total mess up. So Dundas, we're going to have the redemption of Dundas. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to give it the attention it deserves. Matt, tell me a little bit about Dundas.
Dundas is a beautiful little town with a lot of senior residences and a lot of waterfalls. Those are the two things that characterize Dundas.
That it's known for.
Yeah. It's I really like it. It's a nice place to grow up, and the people are lovely. And, yeah, I don't, Caribou came out of Dundas.
Really?
You know Caribou? Yeah, he went to my high school.
Cool.
that's one of the famous people.
That's what, along with the waterfalls.
Yeah.
He came sliding down the waterfall, yeah. past all the senior homes, straight out of Dundas.
yeah. We have some really nice coffee in bookshops, too.
Oh, really?
It's a nice little community, yeah.
How big is it?
Smaller than UBC. It's like,
wow.
I think, 30,000 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nuts. And it's close to Toronto. It's a suburb. It's far from Toronto. What's...
It's like 45 to an hour outside of Toronto.
Okay.
And has a bunch of suburbs that are worse than it around.
Oh,
Dundas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like Burlington. Burlington sucks.
Oh, yeah. I've heard bad things about Burlington, actually.
Burlington and Oakville suck.
The one guy I've ever met from Burlington was like really into dip and was like always like spitting dip. And, yeah, I remember he had this cup, and I was, like, staying in this bunk room with a bunch of dudes, and he was in there and, like, would always put this cup under his bed of the dip, and then, like, one day, like, it spilled over, and it was just, like, disgusting.
Yeah,
it was so gross.
That's a staple of the Ontario.
It is. It's like a hockey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that in, not in my high school, but the high school. There's two high schools in town, and the one across town was constant chew. Constant dip.
Okay, tell me more. Tell me more about Dundas. What kind of stuff are you guys getting up to? What was high school like?
High school, a lot of skateboarding and basketball. There's not a whole lot of stuff to do, or at least it didn't feel like it outside of school. But there's, yeah, a lot of cool, I guess, teams you can join, and we would skateboard a lot. And then I feel like there's a more, like, the arts community is developing now, but I didn't really feel like there was a super strong arts community at my high school. But yeah, Dundas is becoming more kind of open, has a lot of things for youth to do now. Yeah, like I said, there's like a new bookshop opened up downtown, which is super cool. Hamilton, which is part of Hamilton's developing a lot and
okay.
has a bunch of sweet restaurants and
cool.
Yeah.
One story from high school, like one weird, or like odd story. I mean, I remember one from my high school was, there was like a big scandal when, you know, we'd go to lunch and somebody like apparently somebody threw an orange as hard as they could at like an old lady. And, like, she complained to the school. But, like, there was nobody, like, in sight when it happened. And, like, there was a lot of questioning about, like, whether an orange had really been thrown or, like whether this was real. And, like, wow. In any case, like, there was, like, the principal made an announcement about it. But, like, it slowly, like, as, like, nobody really came forward about it and, like, no more information, it was, like, slowly clear that the orange probably, like, wasn't even a thing.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's mine. What's yours?
There's a lot of stories. One funny one that's just characteristic of Dundas kids is these girls that we knew in high school, I think, stole stuff from the LCBO, which is the BCL equivalent, and they were wearing Parkside sweaters with their last name on them. So on video footage, they immediately got in trouble. Another one is that my high school has been shut down, I think, and it's like being, what do you call it? Demolished, but there's like a door that's open in it, and a bunch of people have just been going in there at night. It's really crazy.
Oh.
It's like totally, like the inside is totally
like gutted.
Destructive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to see.
That is really cool.
Yeah, we went in there over the Christmas.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh,
did.
Sweet.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool photos. It's pretty surreal.
Whoa.
Seeing, like the main foyer and stairs have been like torn up. It looks like an apocalyptic.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's got to be such a trip, like going
it
back
is,
to your
yeah.
high school, too, and seeing it like that.
Yeah, I went at night, and I was a bit too scared, so I
yeah.
kind of rushed my friends.
Dude, I bet it was freaky.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of, like, there's a bunch of stuff floating. I wouldn't stay in there too long.
What do you mean, stuff floating?
Lungs. Like
oh, right, yeah, like asbestos
and
stuff.
Asbestos
and
different wood particles.
Asbestos is a good Quebecois product. Like, yeah. We have, like, serious, like, asbestos, like, industry. Or, like, there was asbestos industry. Yeah, there's even a town called Asbestos, Quebec.
Really?
Yeah. It's a real big Quebec thing. Did you play in the basketball team?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
I loved it.
Yeah?
It was probably the best part of my...
Would you guys, like, go to different, like, towns and stuff and play?
Yeah, we went on some tournaments. We went to Florida once, which
is
cool.
Oh, what? No way.
Yeah, we went down for this tournament and got some 2 blacked-out Suburbans to drive around in.
Oh, my God.
Which was great, and it was a really fun trip, and then got to hang out in Florida after the games and, like, walk around.
Where in Florida?
I don't really remember, honestly.
North Florida, South Florida? North Florida is, like, gnarly. South Florida is also gnarly, but, like, North Florida is, like not beachy.
Okay, there were beaches.
There were beaches?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and it was, like, quite warm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice, and but I had recently broken my ankle and was, like, recovering, so it wasn't – I was playing, but not well and not much.
Yeah.
But it was – the tournament was still fun.
Yeah. I feel like even when you play, like, absolute trash, and then it's still, like, oh, well, the journey was nice.
Yeah,
like,
we're still in Florida.
Good. Yeah. Because, like, I really like the, like, whole, like – smaller town thing where you like go to different towns to play a game,
because
growing up, like, you would just like take the bus or something and like go to a different part of, like, I grew up in Montreal, so it was just like you play it, you know, if you're on a team you just like go across town and play at a different high school, but it's not the same as like when you have like cross town rivalry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's pretty fun.
Was that real? Like, who is the
who was the people you
were against?
Like, well, we had
who
like
the rivals.
The one high school across town was, I guess, kind of a rivalry, but they weren't very good, so we would beat them by a lot. But I don't know, there was a school in Hamilton that would beat us badly every time. We always wanted to win,
but it never happened.
I don't know. Neither of them are rivalries, but those were important matchups.
That's great.
If you will.
Yeah. That's great. The matchups, because, yeah, you got to preserve that. Like, you got to make sure that those are archived, that those, like, those grudges stay long. You know, you got to keep them preserved and just keep that anger going.
Yeah.
Your
brother plays basketball.
My brother plays so much basketball, man. It's crazy. Like,
he's good.
He's good. He's doing well. He's always, like, going to different, like, touring around, which is cool. I just want him to get in college now. I think he's, like, he's good to go. It's just, like, if he's going to get any money to do it and if it's, like, viable.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be really good. I'm excited for him. I think he plays well. I haven't seen him play in a little while, but...
Gotta go to the game.
Yeah, I gotta go to the game. In any case, what's the next song?
We can play some more SoundCloud, some No Name.
Yeah, let's do it. Cue it up.
All right.
Let's do some more no name. That's a good idea. Next up, after this is done, is going to be Lady Bros with Elizabeth Holiday and Maggie Conway. This is special programming, 24 hours of student power. In any case, this is another no name track. It's called Shadow Man. Matt and Josh, morning show. What up?
How do you love me? How do you remember me? I'm a rotic nightingale. I hope the darkness keeps you well. When I can't fall asleep at night, I blindly taught myself to fight. Oh, shadow man, shadow box, please keep your hands up. And if you get knocked down, don't forget to stand up. Bless the night. Darkness keep you well. Bless the night and yell.
Not you keep you well.
Darkness keep you well.
Shadow man, shadow box, dance in the dark with me. This resurrected agony, this apathy for caskets. Everything I ever loved, I lost in the magic. I claimed by the river, my body delivered. When I die, it's 27 rappers in my funeral. Moses wrote my name in gold and Kanye did the eulogy. Remember all the bashfulness, understand the truancy. Here I stand in front of a college dropout. But her music was a church when your spirit hopped out. Met a gypsy in the lane, she reading my palm tree. Mysterious situation like kissing the concrete. I eat getting money, I be close close to heaven. Baby claim he love me, hold me down forever. I never should have bought this halo. He waiting for me at his table. My funeral with Disney fable, cause the king about to take me home.
Preach, church, tabernacle, Tallahassee, sunshine. Southern is my bloodline. We know it'll come time to go. And though I leave like alumni, I'm lying like a lullaby and quiet like my tongue tight alone. Bury me in satin, tell the pastor, say this ashes, I ain't class with you, who? First row. And if ashes turn to ashes, then I'm back in my first form with a dust storm, with a corn and coat. Morbid or late, Lord give, Lord take. Viva la morte, mortal, man. Less love, more hate, more like mortician. We meet our fate, funeral home looking like a home that I used to live in. You wasn't supposed to go so soon, I took it for granted. Maybe we'll meet the next life, maybe another planet. Open my soul, but then it'll end with an open casket.
Tippy toe on a tightrope. Leaning on green, every go be a dice roll. I'm fiending the feline, who mine said a feenie. I got two packs fools. Gold on my gum line, they got rich out. My tongue sticky, throwing a tightrope. Cleaning my grievances, as a lay heathen. I sat like a legion shot, never believed in y'all. System, I needed more. And I done went Figaro with the finger roll, landed on, split my head and start leaking songs in the words. Yeah, them words, they make a nigga live forever. Black with them birds, my heart stay lighter than the feather. It's gonna be niggas booming at my funeral. Tell them play Metro booming at my funeral. St. Louis taught me death could be your neighbor. Stay awake, don't take the family for granted. Better days away.
Bless the night again, darkness keep you well. Bless the night again, darkness keep you well. Bless the night again, darkness keep you well.
Dollar bill, y'all. Are these the hardest shoes to fill, y'all? Take it in. As far as money's concerned, I'ma break it in. Your golden glove, too stiff player, break it in. Never heard of surplus. The way we touched was like two ticks. Who gets this busy, this much? Severed all my ties and burnt all my bridges. With the art of being broke, leaving y'all folks suspicious. Like, who's that? Cool cat, move back. Y'all focus on ones, I let two stack. I'ma prove that. The funk running my veins and finance running my brain. So they one and the same. My definition of success, keep it running from my reign. Acid, it's classic. Stresses of the game, moving past it. Saving for with drastic measures. Turn the common paper chaser, seeking plastic pleasures. Smart card, my hard bargain, define pressure. The lowest I go is 50-50 split, no lesser. Ride with me, man, while we conquer this earth. Squeezing pennies out this thing called rap. For what it's worth, I'ma still get by, nigga.
Is it money or love? While I'm out to get ya, is it money or love?
Yeah, I keep my change over there, see it? Never touch it. Besides my mind, she play the crutches.
ever since I got the know-how, sugar. No change for ya, I'll throw this brain to ya, foe, I feel some shame for ya. And break down, fess up, feel some pain for ya. A mile in my shoes will prove this ain't strange to ya. I see my world through the eyes of envious. First question, can he bust? For sure I can. Bet my motherfucking last penny know I can. Y'all niggas know it, the way y'all whole mic stands. Still do it for the love, my nigga, stay above. Sea level, feeling the highs like treble. Even if the rulers fight fair, embezzle. And rock that navy blue six, no time. I'm the rebel in light of they riches. Niggas still hitting switches before you throw your criticism. Wash your dishes. The black magic rap lady got me spitting vicious. Swimming with sharks, hitting the charts. Mind your business. I got the goals.
Is this money or love?
Thinking, are we really friends, or am I just fucking her? Something like pretend. Would I hold my honey tighter, even if she had no ends? Or turn the bitch out and cop the 600 bends? Oh, Lord, either way, she gon' bleed for me. And shake her ass worldwide and throw the cheese to me. From hoe to housewife, satisfying my needs. She'll do wonders for my hunger while massaging my greed. You heard me? We bring every last joint to his bloody knees. While she whacks off, I get my wax on. Your hot 9-7 and your power 106. Peep my property and throw Socrates your chips. I got the gold.
Is this money or love? Wild, wild, is this money or love?
Hey, what's up? CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here. My name is Josh. I'm with Matt.
Hello, everybody.
Matt, do you want to take it over for a second while I figure out this call?
Sure.
Tell the people what's up.
Okay. What up? How's everyone doing? Happy Thursday morning. We're at CITR. We're going to have some great live music, live content this afternoon. And, this is Josh's show. I'm very enthused to be on it this morning. It's been a great time. I just played a song by Bijan Amir called The Baddest. If you go and check him out on SoundCloud, he's got some really nice stuff. One of the nicest guys I know, too. He's a stand-up dude. So, I think we're going to get a telephone interview. That's it.
That's it. It's coming.
That's it.
Hey, it's Josh, CITR 101.9 FM. What's up? You're on the air?
Hey, man. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, you're
thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from, all of it.
My name is Manesh. I was born in BC. I lived here my entire life. I started my undergrad at SFU. I was there for a couple of years. Now I'm at UBC in my last term. I'm a cognitive systems major.
Cool.
And I guess more about me, I'm president of the UBC Meditation Community and also co-president and co-founder of the UBC Psychedelic Community as well.
Great. That's what we're here to talk about today. Here with my co-host Matt. Matt, say hello.
What's up?
We've just been playing music all morning, but now we're here to take it serious, to get to the bottom of things, to get the deep questions. tell us a little bit about the Psychedelic Society.
You mean our club?
Yeah, the club. Andy?
Yeah, well, basically, something I've recognized is that, well, of course, you see a lot more mainstream kind of mention of psychedelics and their potential for therapy and for, you know, treating a bunch of different disorders, such as anxiety in terminal cancer patients, in people with depression, people who have issues with alcoholism, and there's a lot more applications as well. So more and more scientific studies are coming out and showing that there's great potential in these substances for these areas. And yet, still, of course, they're illegal and they're very much stigmatized, and a lot of people hold kind of ignorant opinions about them. But again, there is also another subset of the population that really sees their potential, and a lot of people who have been personally touched by them. So, essentially with our club, we're trying to, you know, on one level, spread awareness of the potential of psychedelics and educate people on the research that's being done on them, as well as to bring together a group of like-minded people who recognize their potential and or like have been touched by them personally and need more of a kind of community level context to kind of integrate and make sense of their experiences. So with our club, essentially twofold, we're mainly academically oriented towards educating and spreading word with the scientific research and also just providing a means for people to meet each other.
Mm-hmm. So definitely the drug, prohibition, the drug prohibition, if you want to call it that, that's a huge one. And this is first off, you know, like a policy issue, like people are going to jail for this stuff, you know. And then when it comes to this kind of research side of things, what does that look like in the context of the club? What kind of like events are you guys throwing? You're doing discussions or what is it?
For sure. So far what we've done, I guess we've had two major events. One of them was a speaker. It's a guy named Richard Parker. He actually hosted the Canadian Psychedelic Psychotherapy Forum in Victoria. I think it was the second year that was happening this year. And we got him to come in and do a talk in the Nest. And he just talked about, you know, the benefits of psychedelic psychotherapy, what exactly it is, how it can be used, and so on. So that was one main event. And the second one is also really cool. We hosted a drug policy panel.
Mm.
We had one person, a guy named Mark Hayden, who's the director of MAPS Canada, and MAPS stands for the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies.
Mm-hmm.
So MAPS itself is an international organization across the states in Canada, and he leads the Canadian one. He's also a professor in the School of Population and Public Health here at UBC. So we had him and a couple other speakers discuss drug policy issues around cannabis, around psychedelics, and around just psychoactive substances in general. So those are two events. In the future, the main things we want to do is like host guest speakers, have notable authors and people who are involved with psychedelics in some way, or even related areas, come in and speak on campus for students and, you know, be able to answer questions that students have and so on. And also, yeah, just to have discussions where we perhaps read a section from a book or read an article and discuss it as a group and see what comes of that, see what people think. And often there's a lot of differing opinions and it always makes for great discussions, and it's great to get those kind of things started.
Mm-hmm. I imagine the differing opinions, too, it's tricky because these are, you know, personal experiences, right, the people that are informing people's opinions about this stuff, too. How do you kind of reconcile that, like, scientific approach with, you know, the very powerful approach of experiencing these things?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, there's, of course, so much more in the experience than, you know, what is currently studyable scientifically, especially since all this research is in its infancy and it's basically just trying to show it's even worth studying still at this point. Mm-hmm. So it's good to maintain a balance and recognize that experiences are very deep and they can be very personal and touching and transformative, but also recognizing that the research itself, you need to have, you know, strong data, you need to have significant effects, you have to be able to back it up empirically very strongly and not just rely too much on anecdotal kind of, you know, individual experiences. So, again, it's recognizing that, yeah, there's a lot more to it than what's currently scientifically studiable, but also recognizing that, you know, science is a way for it to gain acceptance for, you know, to enable policy changes and so on. So you need to, you know, accept and recognize both sides of it.
Yeah, I think that's great to have a space where you can have academic discussion about that sort of thing. I have a friend in Montreal who's really interested in this kind of study, and it's nice to have somewhere where people can collectively kind of talk about their interests. But I was wondering, if you would like to get involved with this club, what's the easiest way of doing so? Do you just find you on Facebook, or how do you kind of get in contact?
Yeah, the easiest way would be, we do have a Facebook page, so it's just UBC Psychedelic Community. We have a group, actually. The group is called UBC Psychedelic Community, and we also have a separate page called the UBC Psychedelic Society, just because we just haven't changed the name yet. But what's cool about the page is that you can send messages directly to it, and then which me and my exec team, we can all read and see. So definitely we're interested in having people who, you know, would like to volunteer with the club or want to potentially be an executive for the club in future years. So definitely be in contact through there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot. And then maybe one more question. What do you want to do after, or where do you kind of plan to go after UBC, I guess, personally, and with this club? Do you want to continue in this area of study? Or?
Yeah, for sure. So for me personally, I'm really into cognitive neuroscience, and I'm an assistant in a couple of labs here at UBC. And I've actually been in contact personally with essentially their lead psychedelic brain imaging researchers. They're located in London at Imperial College. So I've been emailing and scheduling back and forth to them, and I'll probably go there to engage with their research for my PhD. So I really hope to pursue psychedelic research in the area of neuroscience personally. And what's cool is they also have a huge community. I think it's the London psychedelic community is like massive, and it's a huge thing over there. So I definitely plan on being involved with there too.
Oh, that's awesome.
If I go there, yeah. So that's the hopeful plan for me.
That's great.
Manesh, thanks so much for calling in and speaking with us today. I really appreciate it. UBC Psychedelic Society, you heard how to get involved. You can find them on their Facebook page, message them. Manesh, have a great afternoon, dude. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. It was fun. Yeah, you too. Have a good day.
We're going to play a last track here. This is Mercury in Retrograde by Minimal Violence, a little psychedelic track to get you through the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, thanks so much for choosing songs today, coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a great experience.
Morning show, 24 hours of student power. Next up is Lady Bros. That's going to be a good time. It's playing all day and all night student content. So stay tuned for documentary, live music. We have radio plays, interviews, all from students. Thanks so much for listening. CITR 101.9 FM.